Hagrid, who had told them last lesson that they had finished with unicorns, was waiting for them outside his cabin with a fresh supply of open crates at his feet. Harry's heart sank at the sight of the crates. Surely not another Scroot hatching. But when he got near enough to see inside, he found himself looking at a number of fluffy black creatures with long snouts. Their front paws were curiously flat, like spades, and they were blinking up at the class, looking politely puzzled at all the attention. "These are Nifflers," said Hagrid, when the class had gathered around. "You find them down mines, mostly. They like sparkly stuff. There you go. Look." One of the Nifflers had suddenly leapt up and attempted to bite Pansy Parkinson's watch off her wrist. She shrieked and jumped backwards. "Useful little treasure detectors," said Hagrid happily.